any task and ask for compensation. There's a little he would ask. Take a woman like you to get through to the man in me. Storm clouds are raging all around my door. I think to myself I might not take it anymore. Take a woman like your kind to find the man in me. But oh, what a wonderful feeling just to know that you are near. It sets my heart a-reeling from my toes. Just because he doesn't wanna turn into some machine. Take a woman like you to get through the man in me.
Good morning.
This is Songs with Words, and you are listening to
91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woo! Okay, we know that it's an hour later than our usual show, but we were up for no reason. Well, for a reason, but for no good reason.
We were just having a good time together, and
it was suddenly 3 a.m.
And it was suddenly 3 a.m.
And we could not come to our 9 a.m., so we jumped on a sub slot for 10.
We did. Just so we could make sure that we would come in and entertain you all.
Yes, and by you all, shout out to my mother and father listening at home, and for my Aunt Karen and Uncle Bub. I love you guys. I miss you. I wish that I was home. But now you get to hear my voice on the radio and listen to some awesome music. Guys, this show started out with a crazy song that wasn't us. We were running a couple of minutes late. So if you were listening to that hard rock song and you were like, what is this? Sorry.
Sorry to have scared you like that. Like not coming in at 9 and then also teasing you with the metal. Like that was just cruel on our part.
It was cruel.
I want to apologize.
We don't have a theme for this show, but I think it's going to be like our usual acoustic folky. I went to an awesome little showcase last night where my friend Roman played some awesome old blues Mississippi music, so I'm going to be playing a couple of those songs because they're stuck in my head. And then I think I do have some words. Do you have any words?
I'll find some.
Okay. So it's going to be songs with words today.
Yeah.
So you just heard The Man and Me by Bob Dylan, and next you are going to be hearing April Come She Will by Simon and Garfunkel.
Because, typical.
Because I have a real reason.
Yeah.
Because April is literally around the corner.
Oh my God, you're so right.
Because
oh
it's March and it's such a beautiful day out. And so it's like I'm feeling the spring vibes, and that's what I... And that is the spring vibes.
That is the spring vibes. Oh my God, I can't wait. Let's hear it.
Be quiet and listen.
Okay.
Thank you.
when streams are ripe and swelled with rain. May she will stay, resting in my arms again. Restless walk, she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
Windows. left me before. Who would have guessed you'd be lonely?
That was a really long song, but a beautiful song called Theme Vision by Bruno Fernandes. That was a Veronica pick. Why'd you pick that one, V?
I've just been listening to that album lately. My exposure to it was Eli, who, like, I think he's asleep, but hey, you're listening. Anyways, it's just a great song. Yeah. And
so we decided on a theme.
We decided on a theme.
Which is spring vibes. Because we woke up this morning and it was sunny and we walked across campus and it was so beautiful. And we were talking about just all of our big plans together in life. And it just felt like spring. And so, therefore, Veronica is going to read a poem she wrote about spring. So it was like... Yeah, maybe that's our whole reason for this being our theme, but we're going to pretend like we had the plan all along.
It's you playing Simon and Garfunkel, April Come She Will.
Okay.
And it being a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay, go ahead, Veronica. Okay. That's your original writing.
So this poem is called May She Forgives Me and the Ways I Know. A list of things I smell in the air or see on my drive home or hear outside the window and then know it is springtime. Tearing of a flower petal into thirds, the beagle shining in 4 o'clock sun, the color of new walnuts, the woman grinning in her rearview mirror and the children who are asleep. Plums at the market, and the pluots, of course, and the way that they are dusty, freckled purple, green, cherry red, we will eat them without washing. The kind of rain I never remembered but I'm always wanting, and the way it will never last past noon. If April is the cruelest month, And that's it.
That was really beautiful.
Thank you. I'm really actually so excited to experience, like, spring in its, like, original form, you know? Like, spring how it's supposed to be sprung.
Yeah.
Like, out of a winter. But I do have to say that I miss spring in L.A. a lot. But I think they're having a worse weather day today than we are, so
that's good. That makes you feel
I guess
better.
We're winning.
All right, next we have The Duck.
Wait, why don't you play your pick?
Okay
We're not listening to The Duck yet, just hold off, just get excited about it.
Next we're listening to Jazz on the Autobahn by the Felice Brothers. I have been listening to the song on repeat for the past 4 days. I like loved it like 2 years ago and then I completely forgot.
That's
about
the
it.
Best and then, top 10 feelings.
Yeah, rediscovering one of your favorite songs. It's just such a fun song. Like, it just, like, makes me so happy to walk around and listen to it. Mm-hmm. And I also have a poem that I don't think is in accordance with our springtime vibes, but, like, I just recently discovered and love it, so I think I'm going to read it anyways.
Okay, well.
Because this is freeform radio.
This is freeform radio.
Okay, let's listen to Jazz on the Autobahn.
The sheriff disappeared. Drove in a doomed Corvette. Helen was in the passenger seat, eating melon and spitting out the seeds, feeling happy to be alone, but still turning a saxophone as cold as stone, kind of like ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. She said this is what the apocalypse will look like. Testing of bombs or the tapping of stiletto heels. It'll
make a distinction between death and extinction. They stopped off at a place called Hamburger Heaven to grab a bite to eat, but Helen had no appetite. She just drank a 7-Up while the sheriff tapped his coffee cup to a distant beat, kinda like. There'll be no angels with swords, man, I don't think so. No jubilant beings in the sky above, man, I don't think so. And it won't look like those old movies, neither. There'll be no drag racing through the bombed out streets, neither. No shareholders will be orbiting the earth, man, neither. It'll be hard to recognize each other through our oxygen masks. The successful sons of businessmen will set their desks on fire like five-star generals of the free world weep in the oil choked tide. It won't sound like jazz, 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 jazz on the autobahn. It won't sound like jazz, 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 jazz on the autobahn. They agreed to disagree. They zoomed off in a doomed Corvette. Sheriff couldn't recall feeling this way his entire life as he drove through the principalities of unreality on the run with somebody else's wife, the heiress of Texas oil. What is freedom, he thought? Is it to be empty of desire? Is it to find everything I've lost or have been in search of, or is it to return to the things to which there is no more returning?
Pato. The duck was dancing by the water, quack, quack. The rhythm made him think he oughta, quack, quack. He was dancing to the samba, the samba, the samba, Wogunso. The goose was gaily swimming by, honk, honk, honk. He paused and gave the dance a try, honk, honk. The bossa nova had him dancing, the new thing, the new swing. A lovely swan swam by in all her majesty, then she loosened up. Goochie-goo said that swan. She joined the duck and goose and made the samba too. You should have seen the kind of samba she could do. They did the samba so long they all fell right in the water while it was singing away, quack, 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 pato. The duck was happy to begin it, quack, quack, and he was really getting in it, quack, quack. He was dancing to the samba, the samba, the samba, Wogunso. The goose came fast as he could move, honk, 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 and joined the duck and struck a groove, honk, honk. The bossa nova had him dancing, the new thing, the new swing. A lovely swan swam by in all her majesty, then she loosened up. Chicoo-chicoo said that swan. She joined the duck and goose and did the samba too. You should have seen the kind of samba she could do. They did the samba so long they all fell right in the water while he was singing away, quack, 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 quack.
Mm-hmm. So that was O Pato, the Duck by John Hendricks. I just love that song. And it sounds like a song that, like, you teach your children, like, when they're, like, little kids. And then, them sing it when they're walking to kindergarten.
That's so real. Anyways, this poem is not on theme, but, like, it is, kind of. Like, it has spring, like, vibes.
It's on theme because you're reading it, okay? Like, it's free from radio.
Exactly. Okay, you're right. I don't need to make excuses for myself. Okay, this is called Having a Coke With You by Frank O'Hara. And honestly, the past 3 weeks, I've been reading short stories and poems recommended to me by my friend Andres, but it's, like, he sends me, like, a new poem or short story, like, every, like, 5 hours. So it's, like, I feel as though I find one in the ones he sends me for each week that just matches so perfectly. And it's nice having someone just constantly sending you new things to read, because it's hard searching for them for yourself, you know?
It is.
Anyways, Having a Coke With You by Frank O'Hara is even more fun than going to San, Sebastian, Iran, Hendaya, Britza, Bayona, or being sick to my stomach on the Traversa de Garcia in Barcelona, partly because in your orange shirt, you look like a better, happier Saint Sebastian, partly because of my love for you, partly because of your love for yogurt, partly because of the fluorescent orange, tulips around the birches, partly because of the secrecy our smiles take on before people and statuary. It is hard to believe when I'm with you that there can be anything as still, as solemn, as unpleasantly definitive as statuary, when right in front of it is the warm New York 4 o'clock light. We are drifting back and forth between each other like a tree breathing through its spectacles. And the portrait show seems to have no faces in it at all. Just paint. You suddenly wonder why in the world anyone ever did them. I look at you, and I would rather look at you than all the portraits in the world, except possibly the Polish rider, occasionally. And anyway, it's in the Frick, which thank heavens you haven't gone to yet, so we can go together for the first time. And the fact that you move so beautifully more or less takes care of futurism. Just as at home, I never think of the nude descending a staircase or, at a rehearsal, a single drawing of Leonardo or Michelangelo that used to wow me. And what good does all the research of the Impressionists do them when they never got the right person to stand near the tree where the sun sank? Or for that matter, Marinini, when he didn't pick the rider as carefully as the horse. It seems they were all cheated of some marvelous experience, which is not going to go wasted on me, which is why I'm telling you about it.
Oh,
isn't that the most wonderful poem ever?
Like, that might be my new favorite poem.
It's
honestly,
like, I just want to, like, never want to look at a piece of art again because I love my partner so much. Like, that just is such a beautiful poem. Ugh.
Wow.
Anyways, I just have been loving that. I read that poem like 7 times in the past, like, day. So I wanted to read it to you guys.
Thank you, Joe, for sharing. That was really lovely.
You're so welcome.
What are we going to hear next?
Next, we're going to hear Mystery of Love by Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan. What a classic.
Yeah, it is a classic.
Okay, well, let's give her a listen.
Blessed be stride. Shall I find no other? All woe is me. I'm running like a plover. Now I'm prone to misery. The birthmark on your shoulder reminds me.
Sorry, Veronica just had a moment. She changed her mind like four times.
We were just having like a tender, sweet friendship moment in here, and then we lost track of the time, and I just wanted to keep the show on track. Okay. So that was Stop Your Crying by Ted Hawkins, and that one was actually for Maya because she heard Mystery of Love, and she said, this is my cry song, and so...
Stop Your Crying.
So we played that song for her, but I actually was going to play it before I knew that she was going to cry, so like, I don't know, but like, that's for you, Maya. Love you.
Anyway... We have a PSA. This is called Next Trip to the River. Birds chirping, children laughing, sprinkler, collar jingling.
Wait, I'll be Karen, you be Laura.
Okay. Next Trip to the River. Birds chirping, children laughing, sprinkler, collar jingling. Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all of that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good. A bark and a jingle of a collar.
Wait. Woof!
Hey, wait! You gotta make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood, and it's decomposable, isn't it?
True, but all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers. Dog whimpering.
Meow. That's a cat.
Anyways. Sorry. make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to make it swimmable. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on the next trip to the local river.
Roof.
Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association.
But
I didn't even finish reading this, and my dog was named Buddy.
And he definitely took a trip to the river.
And he loved the river. Oh yeah. My God, I knew that this Next Trip to the River PSA was calling my name when I opened the PSA book, and this is why. How sweet is that? Miss Buddy, miss my home, and I miss the river.
This show is dedicated to Buddy.
This show is dedicated to Buddy, who loved springtime and rivers. Okay, anyways. let's listen to Your Secret. Let's listen to The Devil Went Down to Georgia by the Charles Daniels Band. And this is where I take over the show and force everybody to listen to my really folky, like, hard old country, okay? And I don't care.
It's like this moment comes every single time, and I don't know why you think that we're surprised about it.
I'm just saying, this is the moment. The moment is okay. Now. I'm taking over the show and forcing you guys to listen to my usual hated music, but I don't care. Okay, let's listen.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No, child, no." Thank you. devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been. He played, found a mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no.
I want everyone to know that Joe was singing the song, like singing the words to The Devil Went Down to Georgia, and I was turned around and I didn't realize that like you had the lyrics open. And so I thought that you just knew the words.
Well, I do love that song, but
anyways, yeah. Now Joe is gonna learn how to play the fiddle. The internet links are open to like used fiddles, like it's happening.
But I just looked up how hard is it to play the fiddle, and it said after 5 years you can play with other people. I was like, what?
That's wrong.
I could do that in,
not you, yeah.
I could do that in one. Like let's be realistic here, yeah. About like I naturally have like a fiddle instinct in me.
I know.
So like I could just do it. I'm sure I could pick up a fiddle right now and play that. Okay.
That was Your Secrets by Belle and Sebastian. like, yeah.
Beautiful song. Beautiful
We're like, oh, okay.
What?
I was going to say, like, if it was, like, a real genuine episode of Songs with Words, like, we would have also played Big Thief. But we did all our stops, like, Simon and G, Belle and Sebastian. Who knows? Maybe we'll have an extra minute for, like, a whisper of a Big Thief song. Anyways.
Yeah.
Like we you just have to tune in and see.
Like, I thought that we would play different vibes of our music, but, like, really, this is our only vibe, guys. And
it is.
Like, we only play this type of music, and I'm so happy about it. Like, this is the most amazing genre of, like, it's mixed genres, but it's all the same.
It is all the same.
Okay, well, next we're listening to another Felice Brothers song, because I want to.
Because you want to.
It's called Jack at the Asylum, and it's a great song, and I just, like, am so in the mood for, like, some folky upbeat stuff, so okay, here we
go. Let's hear it.
Yeah. darling, it's been a long, long, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smiles are returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Like years since it's been clear. Oh, here goes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. It's all right. No, 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 no. It's all right.
Okay, that was Here Comes the Sun by Richie Havens.
Oh my God.
Requested by...
I'm just slowing trying to, down.
Okay, okay. That came from Eli.
Oh, it's so spring. Thank you, Eli.
So spring. Thank you so much for the beautiful request. I really love that song.
All right. Well, this is the end of our show. We're going to send you off with probably just a little bit of a Big Thief song because we are stuck in our ways, called Spud Infinity, mm-hmm. from the new album. Yay. Anyways, this is Songs with Words, and you are listening to
91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a beautiful week. We love you so, 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 so much.
Tune in at 9 a.m. Oh, wait, no. We're not going to be here because it's spring break. But so we will not see you for another 2 weeks. But shout out to everybody listening to us in Carmichael Dining Hall, Eli, and my beautiful family at home.
Our dedicated fan base. We love you.
Yeah, we do. All right, here's Spud Infinity,
bye.
And we will see you in a couple weeks. Mwah. What?
and dance.